Hello, I'm Rilla, and welcome to the Crack Podcast. And today I'm with
Billy. How are you getting on? How are you?
I'm all right, like, you know what I'm saying? What about yourself?
That's good. I'm good today. Yeah. So welcome to the podcast anyway.
Have you listened to Sleepy Hollow's new release? Like,
his new album. I've heard that. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I think the production sound is actually very impressive. And then how he hops on all the beats with the flow. That Anxiety song, the flow on that song is crazy.
And what about Driver's Seat?
Driver's Seat, I think the production on that song is insane. Just the beat at the start is just, it's very good, isn't it?
But we don't forget about self-control, though. Self-control, bro.
See, if you haven't heard Sleepy Hollow's new album,
just go listen.
Go on, play it, yeah.
Go listen.
Play it. There's no bad songs, I don't think.
But you know what I don't really like, though?
What?
Drake's new album.
See, there's like three good songs, but at his status as a rapper, I think they should all be hits. Like,
nah, he's gone dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well.
He's gone dead. Nobody.
I'm not really feeling that album, anyways. But let's introduce Ambi. Anyways, he's gonna start talking about sports and Nathan as well. Nathan's here. He actually came late today, so. Let's get a little boo for that fella.
Naughty.
But over to Nathan and Ambi anyway for sports.
Hello, how's everybody doing? My name's Ambi.
And I'm joined
here by Nathan. So we're going to run you through a few bits and bobs of the sports that's been happening over the weekend and further on. Big sports week, Nathan, for us especially, the Irish.
Oh, it was amazing out there this week.
We've had the rugby, we've had the Euros, Premier League football back this weekend, international break over. So we're going to run through the rugby first. Rugby World Cup, Nathan. Ireland,
long weekend.
New Zealand, we lost.
Yeah.
How's that making you feel?
I know. I thought we had it good for a while there, but it just wasn't. We just weren't having it there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't
bit
good.
Bit of a poor performance by them, I'm not going to lie.
I think people had
them as favourites now. So it's a bit of a, you know, country's not happy with that. Now, we're going to run to the Euros. Nathan, you're going to love this. Euros. Ireland have just got their first win after three consecutive losses.
Gibraltar, I know, that was, I was in the pub on the weekend and I was cheering.
4-0 Gibraltar. Now,
it was amazing.
This puts Ireland in a bit of a pickle though. We play Netherlands next. We should actually lose that game if we want to qualify for the Euros. Let me run you through this. Basically, we lose that game, we get put into a league playoffs to qualify for the Euros. Look at that.
So what you're telling me is we need to be shooting our own goals, basically.
Exactly. We need to be playing how we are, and we should lose anyway, because it's better. I don't think we even have a chance. Yeah. And now, finally, Premier League football back. Big games this weekend. Merseyside derby. You know, we have Villa playing West Ham. I mean, Nathan, who do you support?
I think I'd be a Villa man myself.
Okay, well, so let's say some prayers for Villa this weekend. Hopefully they can get the win for Nathan. That's all from us.
See ya.
And now we're going to move on to an interview that happened last week with Christian, who's with the music performance group, who interviewed Jay, who's in the music technology group.
All right. So you heard the pre-interview. Now we're going to have an interview live with a musical artist. I'd like for him to introduce himself. Please introduce yourself.
What's good, man? I'm Los K. I'm from Portlaoise, and I'm a rapper.
Los K, Portlaoise, a rapper. Yeah. Sound. All right. So how'd you get into music? What was your first initial kind of thing with?
I don't know really, bro. I think when I was younger, I used to watch this this show on CBBC called 4 O'Clock Club, and they used to like go to school, but rap while they were in school. And I just thought to myself one day, this can't be that hard. I just started doing it, and over time, I started to get really good, and then I started really liking it. So
that's cool, because I always thought of CBBS as just mindless nonsense. Somebody got something productive out of it. So where would you draw the most inspiration when you're writing and composing? What would be like the thing you gravitate towards the most in terms of inspiration?
My life experiences, bro. Like, I don't really like talking about my feelings to people. I like I could I could play you a song right now that I have that I know will make you cry. Like, serious, talking about a lot of the things that I've been through in my life.
It's not very and
hard. And how, like, you know, it shaped the kind of person I was, or I am now, and kind of what I'm learning from every situation I'm in as well, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, man, that's beautiful. I'm almost crying now, man. do you perform? Have you, what's your experiences performing? How many times have you performed, if at all?
Yeah, no, this year performing has been a lot better in terms of getting places, because rap is not really that popular in Ireland yet, so people don't really want to hear a lot of it just yet. But yeah, I performed at, I forgot what the festival is called, but it was in Portlaoise, and I performed at that, and then there's a club in Portlaoise called Embers, and I performed at that a few times, so.
Rap hasn't really, it doesn't seem to have like kind of come to the more rural areas of Ireland. It's pretty big in Dublin. Like, I've seen quite a few rap gigs in Dublin.
Oh yeah.
Like, I pal around with a few fellas like they're from Talent, stuff like that.
Nice.
Like Talent Crumlin and all that.
Yeah.
Yuck
nice.
D24.
Nice.
And it's kind of big there. Like, if there's some scene, but like as you said, as a, in the whole of Ireland, and I don't know about the other cities, it's not very big.
Yeah.
But it would be. It's on the rise at least. Or it'd be good to see it like get more of a.
Yeah, of a
following, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you collaborated with anybody? Is there anybody that like you've recorded or performed with live?
Yeah, a lot of my friends, YB, Kenzel, Lil VV from Portlaoise. We've been on a track together. We actually made a song in July called "Talk of the Town." It's kind of about, it's not about Portlaoise, but it's a song for the town. You know what I mean? We have performed with them as well, and. Yeah, when it comes to collabing, I don't like collabing with people unless there's something about you that I like, in terms of like, if we make a song, it's not for, oh, what can they do for me or what can I do for them? It's because I know that we'll make something that's good, that we both will like, regardless of how much numbers it does, we can make a very good quality song, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, and I guess this would be okay. This question is kind of iffy and Andy, because like some people they've no problem with this, but I'll ask you anyways. Do you find it hard to balance like your everyday personal life and your music life, or does it kind of just, is that not like an aspect that's like really big? Like, is there not like, is there a divide between your music life and your personal life, or does that not exist?
I mean, there can be because.
In what way?
I mean, for example, like now with everything that's happening now, like as our course is getting more serious, I'm actually spending less time in the studio and spending more time in my room studying, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's like, I can't balance both. I have to do one more than the other, but I still will find time to do what I like, because it's what I like. As they say, you make time for things that you think are important. So, you know.
What would like? Like, kind of, like, not completely getting away from music, but, like, a little bit, like, edging back from it. Like, what would be inspiration just in terms of life? Like, what inspires you, as in a general sense?
It's a very good question. I'm inspired by people that don't follow the crowd. I believe that I'm a lion. I'm not a sheep. Most of the people in our generation are very quick to follow this person, or follow this person, be yourself. Do things that most people don't want to do, because that's what I respect, and that's the people that I gravitate towards, you know? I don't like kind of, oh, they're all doing something, let me go copy them so I can be like them. I'm gonna be myself. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, that's powerful. Powerful, man. Yeah,
thank you, bro.
I mean, it's been a pleasure, man. I'm gonna ask you one more question, and it's just leave it off, because we do have to end soon, unfortunately. But do you have any words of encouragement for anybody listening, if there is anyone at all out there?
Yeah, man. Whatever you're doing in life, don't let people who are not in the situation that you are in tell you what to do in that situation. Live your life how you want to live it, and just know that people who hate on you are already below you, so.
Facts, man. Where can people find you, man?
Find me on YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, even though it's dying. Apple Music, any streaming platform, man. Loske.
Loske, man. You heard it here first. All right. Amazing, man. Pleasure.
Appreciate it, man.
And that's that. Thanks for listening.
So after listening to the interview there with Jay, we're going to play a little snippet of his song, Talk of the Town, by Loske.
Leave me alone, I'm turning water to Henny and Co. I need a coffee, no penny and co. No sleep, I don't have any control. Talk of the town, man, I got a humanitarian goal. Me and my bro want one for the road. Just don't let anyone know. 3-2 come true, my crew like Sonic. I pray one day they will know. Taking my time on the mix, no tonic. I drop too late for the late, late show. Yo V, let them know. This the 3-2 flow, club too active. All these chicks and she wanna be my baby, no.
This the 3-2 town. Guess who's back, I'll take our crown. Once there, you know we around. Our time, I'm saying it now. Days in my room, I was having them flashbacks. Strike a pose, now we have to snap that. See my room and it's filled up with snapbacks. Soon I'll be 21, blackjack.
Impaired boss, see true capping. I don't talk too much, I just stay silent. Feeling like Charlie Chaplin. Was given a gift, it's not only Christmas. Man's doing the rapping. Back in business, 24-7, on napping. Running the game, I'm overlapping. If you're not tapped in, tapping.
Stand up, sound like it's the madness of the club. It is the talk of the town.
Living life to the end, keeping it real, I don't like to pretend. Broken promises, we all got men. My own man, I don't follow no trend.
Broke boys, I don't wanna be like them. You don't wanna grind, can't be my friend. Lost game from the 3-2. Brody's drunk like me too. I need some Jack, forget a Henny. Way too drunk, I'm feeling Lee. I'm feeling like 50, cause I took 12 shots and it still didn't kill me. These my actors, not rappers. Best stick to the acting. 3 or 2 hours in studio sessions. 3-2, it can't be my session.
I'm sick, I'm going purple and green like Barney. Who got the camera? I'm streaming it live, but this is nothing like I carry. Process trusted fam, wishing me well like good luck Charlie. Hardly ever gonna leave my bro, cause that's my dog, it's me and Marley.
Jesus, please, leave me alone. I'm turning water to Henny and Co. I need a coffee, no penny and co. No sleep, I don't have any control. Talk of the town, man, I got a humanitarian goal. Me and my bro want one for the road. Just don't let anyone know.